every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. Sounds of the JD Corey Marino Trio playing for you, two members strong. And we have a great show here planned for you today. A lot of things to talk about. Baseball, football season starting up. A lot of things going on. I'm Michael Horn. But the star of our show is the man they call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Coming up on that magical day where he scored two safeties in the same game against two different quarterbacks, Green Bay Packers, I might add.
Am I going to get a cake on the 21st of October?
You certainly are. The one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred, how you doing?
Great to see you, Mike. It's been a while since I've seen you, but here you are.
Here we are, together again.
And Jeremy and Corey, great to have you on the show again.
Jeremy's back from his honeymoon. We'll have to talk about that a little bit.
Yes, he is.
He looks a little beat up.
He said he walked into a bar and there was some weird things going on.
Is this a joke? Married man walks into a bar.
Yeah.
JD, Jeremy Dayton, and Corey Marino are two producers. JD, welcome. Corey Marino, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Now, Fred, we got a lot of things here for you to talk about here today. And most notably, you're going to be in Jeremy's old Nick in the Woods in Baltimore, aren't you, with Stephanie Kramer?
Well, that's the rumor. That's right. They called me a couple of days ago, and
really,
Stephanie and I are going to be together on the airplane.
Will you be flying first class?
There'll be two of us and one seat. I think they're taking that luxury liner flight, Southwest airline, and the seat is the size of a postage stamp.
That's really good. And the food will be magnificent, too.
Oh,
they got
a
big wine list on there. They have red or white, so get ready for that. And Corey, you got all the details, don't you, when we come back?
You'll tell everybody. Yeah, I'll have all the details.
He'll give you guys all that. If you're going to be on the East Coast, Baltimore area, Jeremy Dayton, I think, is taking more time off just to go back there and hang out.
I'm going to bring Jeremy a 50-pound sack of crabs.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you, Fred.
I have a joke, but I'll just leave that alone. Okay, we got to take a break. Come back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033, or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. It's known as the Fred Dreyer Show. We got a new member in here, and that is, of course, Super Bowl champion Vernon Davis. We rolled his bit in here, and he's got his leg taped up over there, fresh from some fresh injuries. So give him that call, and he'll help you out a little bit. You friends with Vernon, are you there, Fred?
Yes, very much so.
It's good. Thank you, Corey, for booking him. Thanks for booking him on the show, Corey and JD.
Vernon Davis.
Yeah, the tight end.
From Maryland?
Yeah. From Maryland, yeah.
He played for the Niners?
Yeah, he played for the Niners. Super Bowl in the commercial, but I don't remember him being on a Super Bowl team.
He was on the team that lost to us in Super Bowl 47.
Yeah, I remember that with the lights out.
But. Yeah, he was taking it to us, too, early on.
He was good. I told you.
Who did he win a Super Bowl with?
We'll have to look it up.
Gee whiz,
caught the game-winning touchdown. He caught in the playoffs, NFL playoffs, with the 49ers. He caught the game-winning touchdown from Alex Smith against the New Orleans Saints.
We're going back 25 years ago.
You want to go back further, Fred? Let's talk about two safeties in one game.
I don't think I can take them that far back. If you want to go back that far, just go slower. We might get stuck back there.
Corey Marino, JD, Jeremy Dayton, newly married here, and of course the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. So, Fred, let's look at this now. The Dodgers, as we sit here now, and we got 30 plus some odd games left, Corey, in the season. Is that correct?
Yeah, roughly 30, depending on your schedule.
Depending on who's counting.
Yeah, the Rockies are already eliminated, so they don't.
They are?
Yeah, they are. They're the first team that got eliminated yesterday, mathematically.
Well, we're looking at some of these teams here, and the Dodgers look like they were hotter than hot, colder than cold, and then kind of just percolating right now. Fred, where do you think the problem is? The bullpen? Where?
I think there's an Ethiopian in the fuel supply.
What's going on?
I
don't know what that means, but I'm sure I'll explain it to the audience.
Jeremy?
Go ahead, Jeremy. You see the lead on that.
Wait, I was just sending somebody a link for the show. Yeah. What are we talking about, Ethiopian, the Dodgers here?
Hey, let's go to Corey. Corey, you're paying attention. You start, and then we'll go to JD.
Spell out Ethiopian for Jeremy.
Now, what's going on with these guys, Corey?
I think it's just injury, and also they were taxed a lot in the beginning of the season because our starting pitchers were injured. The Dodgers starting pitchers were injured. So I think they got taxed throughout the season, and now it's kind of catching up to them as the starting pitching's come back. At least the pitching's been good. Kershaw's been amazing recently.
He's been fabulous.
My gosh. This guy, Clayton Kershaw, finished August with a 1.88 ERA. I don't know if many pitchers with that ERA. He's got a 2.67 ERA over his last 16 starts. And he's in year 18 with the Dodgers. I mean, his fastball velocity is, what is it now, 51 miles an hour?
It's close.
Fred, is that it, Corey? Is that
he shoots it up there like a BB playing marbles, you know.
I was listening to the radio yesterday for the game coming home, and they said in the advanced metrics, it counted one of his pitches a game ago as an Ephus pitch, which is that's what they call those ones that go up and down that Kike throws when the game's out of whack.
And then
I heard the craziest stat ever. When the Dodgers give Kershaw four or more runs of support, they are 174-13. That's a 93 winning percentage.
No, that's the problem. Insane. They got to get that. Four runs.
So if Kershaw gets four runs of support.
Four runs.
Only four. Four or more.
In the six innings that he pitches.
Yeah. The Dodgers have a 93 winning percentage at 174-13.
That's amazing.
He goes five or six. Most pitchers go five or six now these days. And they were the announcers the other day were saying, well, you know, he used to go eight or nine innings. Yeah, most pitchers used to go eight or nine innings. But here's the deal with Kershaw. I think he's proven that you got to have a mix of pitches, but you got to have what Don Drysdale called years ago command of the strike zone. Am I right, Fred?
Yes, that's exactly correct. And his major problem for 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, sore elbows,
yep.
Sore feet.
Toe.
Everything was sore on him.
Yes.
And it prevented him from finding that elusive spot where he could locate the fastball, which is, if you take a look at those last four wins, he's won like six in a row, I think, or something. But if you take a look at what he's done, he's been able to control the strike zone by keeping the ball low around the knees. He doesn't lead off with his fastball anymore because everybody hits it. And when he uses it as an out pitch, he uses it in a way that is detrimental to the pitching philosophy that he's now acquired.
You know, Fred, great point there because Clayton always said he likes to lead off with a strike. Well, not with the fastball these days, and he seems to be able to move the ball around, and it's fun to watch a pitcher like this. He's, you know, like the pitchers at the late stages of their career, Rich Hill used to do this, was able to move that ball around in the strike zone, and as long as the Houston Astros weren't looking at it with a, you know, telescope and banging on trash cans to cheat, great pitcher. Got to throw it in.
Here we go.
Got to throw it in.
Do we have a phone here? We got to call this Correa guy. The guy,
he's on fire right now, too.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah. Tell you. Mm-hmm.
And George Springer's having a great year, too. He's having like a career year.
What do we do about that, Mike? I mean, the guy we all hate. Well, I don't hate him, actually. I thought he's an interesting sort. But why isn't he run out of the league? I mean, why do we still have the fact that they were cheated in the World Series
2017. I don't know, Fred. It's a puzzler. It should have an asterisk. It should be taken out of there. It was cheating. Everybody was saying, oh, Dodgers are tipping their pitches. No, they weren't tipping their pitches. They had cameras out in the outfield, and they were signaling it in, and the guys were hitting on trash cans on Houston. So they got up there and go, bing, bing, bing. Oh, it must be a fastball, and they crank on a fastball.
Well, the year before, the owner was told by Major League Baseball, stop cheating. And he says, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. The following year, which was 17, which is the year that he says, we're gonna cheat because we want to win the world championship. He just went off and just told the rest of the ownership and the commissioner of baseball, stick it, you know. And that's when we got this thing exploded and exposed the way it is, and it's not going away because it's a real deal.
Heck, Rob Manfred, the Major League Baseball president, was part of the cover-up. I don't care what he said. Don't cheat. If you can't stand behind your words, you ain't going to have a league. And we're going to get into some of Rob's ideas here in a little bit, but it's crazy. But, Fred, you touched on Clayton Kershaw being sore. There are a lot of injuries on the Dodger staff being sore. Speaking of being sore, J.D., Jeremy Dane, how was your honeymoon?
First of all, as far as the cheating, I got a feeling probably there was a lot more of that going on, and there's a lot of owners or teams that don't want to speak up as much because they don't want their closets being, you know, checked out. Just like the Patriots with football, probably a lot of teams taking liberties when the camera's not right on them. But I digress. I'm not quite recovered. It was only like a week ago. I woke up at like 6 o'clock in the morning in Bangkok,
really,
on a lazy boy, and I was like, "Oh, the dryer show's on right now."
See how many people tell that story?
We had just gotten back from PP Island. We were staying at my wife's mother's house that night.
What was it called, Fred?
PP Island.
PP Island.
Oh, that's really interesting.
PP Island.
PP Island.
How large is that island?
That's a pretty big island.
About as big as your. It's between Krabby Island and Phuket, but it was gorgeous.
Krabby Island and Phuket. Yeah, those are interesting.
You know, most guys take like 2 weeks on a honeymoon. You were gone 4 weeks. Where were you?
No, it was 2.5. We were in Bangkok. We're Krabby Island, PP. We drove pretty much everywhere throughout Thailand, up to Ayutthaya, Pattaya, other places I can't pronounce. But Fred's got some stories there too.
Yeah, I've got one for you.
Okay, we're gonna get a story after the show.
But my story was we got caught with a bunch of sailors adrift out in PP Island.
Gotta hear that one. Stay with us here on the Fred Dreyer Show. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the one and only Fred Dreyer Radio Show. I'm Michael Horn, our distinguished panel, producer, radio host, J.D. Jeremy Dayton, Corey Marino, and of course, the legendary star of football, one of the great icons of the game, Fred Dreyer. Later on, another iconic career in acting, most notably on the series Hunter that you can see on about four different networks, Peacock. You can see it on the Roku channel. It's available everywhere. And our people in the chat room that are tuned in there on Facebook.com, please let us know where you're watching the show, because there's a big event coming up. And Fred, a lot of people don't realize that you also had a third career in the broadcast booth at CBS as a commentator for football. What do you see now that is different from when you were commenting on the game of football and in the booth?
Well, they get paid now.
Oh, okay. Didn't know about that. Let's chalk one up there for Fred. All right, we got that going.
Yeah, we got that going.
Okay, we got it there for you. It's good. Oh, boy. Okay, let's look at baseball. Then we're going to get into football here a little bit. So we got these league standings going right now. Take a look at the American League right now, and you guys jump in here. We got right now playoff teams as they are right now. Detroit Tigers are in the first bye. Toronto Blue Jays second bye. Astros are in third. Boston Red Sox in fourth. And in the hunt, Kansas City Royals, Texas Rangers, Cleveland Guardians, Tampa Bay Rays. Corey, when they say in the bye, because they've been talking about the Dodgers as one of the leaders, you know, you got in the National League, for example, you got the Milwaukee Brewers in the first bye, Phillies in the second, and then you got the Cubs and Dodgers, Cincinnati Reds in the hunt, Arizona Diamondbacks, St. Louis Cardinals, San Francisco Giants. When you have three division leaders, one of those three will have to play in the first round. Is that correct?
Yeah, one of those three will have to play in the wild card round, which is a best of five series. So it's
so if you're a first or second bye, you skip that. And so that's why it's important to have a better record than the other guys. Like, say, the Dodgers have to have a better record than the Phillies and the Brewers, correct?
Yeah, I think the Brewers are a little too far ahead. I mean, it can if they collapse. It doesn't seem like they're going to, but the Dodgers
are hot.
Yeah,
they except recently they lost a ton in a row there, but what the heck.
Who did
the Brewers?
They've lost 5 of 7, I think.
Yeah, they I think they went on like a 28-10 run, and then now they went on a bad run, but they won enough in September, I mean August and June and July. But yeah, the Dodgers want to catch the Phillies so they don't have to play in a 5-game series.
Phillies are in the process of getting swept by the Mets, aren't they?
Yeah. They just got beat, I think, on a walk-off on Tuesday as well. So,
well, there's no excuses now, like the talk radio here in L.A. You know, they're always the first to say, yeah, we got 41 games left. Then they lose 9 in a row. Now we've got 36 games left, and they do this countdown as if it's, oh, we got plenty of time. No, they don't. They ran out of time the day that they lost, 12 in a row? They had a 9-game winning streak. Going, and they were ahead by 9 or 11 games.
Well, those Brewers swept the Dodgers in three.
It was terrible.
And they never looked back. They went right now. The Brewers, as we do this show, they're 5-5 in their last 10 games, as opposed to the Dodgers 6-4. So are the Padres. Your Phillies are 6-4. Your Mets are 7-3. So we're getting down to the dog days of what's happening in the American League. You got your Tigers. They are 6-4. They've been hot all year and back 6-4. You got the Astros are 4-6. Oh, too bad. The trash cans must be hard to find. And you also got the Toronto Blue Jays now 5-5. Red Sox 6-4. Yankees 7-3. So you got a bunch of activity going on. So what do you think, guys? Fred, what do you think? Who's going to end up here in the top of the heap, and who do you think may be a surprise as one of the playoff teams that gets in as a wild card?
Well, I believe the Dodgers were picked in the offseason. They were the favorites.
Yes.
I think after all these games have been played now, that's probably still a pretty good bet. Not guaranteed, certainly, but the Dodgers are learning how to play baseball again.
Yeah.
In these last 25 games, they better learn how to play the fundamentals of the game. And so far, they nibble away at it. And the other night, they were playing the Cincinnati Reds, and they looked really good. They were hitting the ball and so forth and making all the right moves. And so what is basically left to the Dodgers is to continue to play great fundamentally and stop trying to chase balls out of the out of the strike zone. Stop if you're in bullpen, stop walking people. Every time they're now the Dodgers are now counting how many times their pitchers walk the opposing batters.
Devastating.
And it's unbelievable.
To any team right now, you bring a relief pitcher in and they walk one guy, two guys. Give me a break. I've seen relief pitchers come in and walk the bases loaded. And with that stupid rule, Fred Dreyer, that you hate and I hate and I think JD and Corey do as well, where you got to pitch, let a pitcher, once you bring him in, pitch to three batters. Give me a break. If the guy can't find St. Louis when he throws the ball to the plate, I'm telling you, get him out of the game.
Well, hey, by the way, has anybody here in this room had an epiphany about how the rules that they made last year and the year before to make sure how are they doing it? They're taking the
pitch clock.
They're taking the pitch clock, and they were showing it down on the bottom of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Now they don't have any pitch clock rules or infractions.
Oh, they do. They do.
I haven't seen one thing that smacks of somebody keeping an eye on.
There's been a few violations, Fred, but the main thing is the umpires can't see home plate. It's just so aware when you see that little quadrant up there that's the strike zone, and you see them call a strike with a ball that's either way inside or way outside, not even touching the line of the strike zone, that you can see we got some crappy umpires in the Major League Baseball.
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not clocking the pitchers. They're not saying that's it. That's ball two. You're taking too long to throw the pitch.
Well, talking about changes, and we were going to say Rob Manfred wants to make some changes. He wants to add by 2030. Wants to add two more teams to the gambit.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah, so we have
interesting realignments.
Yeah, did you guys want to hear the candidates for where they're looking?
They're looking to add two more teams in both leagues, or just two more teams total?
Two more teams total.
Yeah. All right. So give them to us, and it's not only just in the United States. This could be an international team. Am I correct?
Yeah. So the international candidates are Mexico City, because it has a huge population, and they've hosted MLB games before.
So does Brazil. Let's get down there and get a parking space.
And then me and Fred were laughing about this one. Montreal. They took a team out of there already. And they won.
Right, I was like, Baltimore, we lost our football team. And then when we finally took one back, Baltimore football is flourishing, but they thought it wasn't big enough to support a team again.
Yeah, you got the wrong guys running the ship, boy.
And Oakland's on the list again. Oakland? I mean, Oakland couldn't support anything with that crappy stadium of theirs. And now Oakland wants another team. I wouldn't trust the town of Oakland. Come on.
Well, they keep talking about, Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay and Sacramento.
Sacramento. Those teams are belly up by the time the national anthem stops playing. these guys, the owners keep taking that money and spreading it out with between three or four people, and then when people decide we're not going to the game because it's 800 degrees Fahrenheit, they just say, well, you know, we're not going to show up. So what's the attendance on the Tampa Bay team? They average like 6,200 people.
Yeah, at most they can have is 10,500.
They're playing at that minor league stadium, Joyd Steinbrenner Field there. That's the Yankees training ground. Corey, give us the list of cities in the United States that are up for a team.
All right, so we got Charlotte. We have Nashville. We have back to Oakland. We're going to also look at Portland, Salt Lake City, Sacramento, and San Antonio.
Internationally, who's in the hunt?
Mexico City and Montreal.
So there you have. I think Nashville could handle a team. I think maybe Portland could, because you could have a little rivalry with Seattle there. I think Oakland's already been tried. Charlotte could also handle it. What do you guys think?
I think Charlotte, those teams like that could handle the fan base.
But could Charlotte, though? I mean, when I brought up the Baltimore in football, Jacksonville and Carolina were the two teams that got expansion that year, and they've struggled to keep a fan base there since they've been in existence, especially Jacksonville.
Get rid of them, man.
Shuffling the new ones.
Well, it's like, what's the politics behind deciding these cities
exactly
is the question.
Right. We got a judge on the loose somewhere down there.
By the way, our show has always been a podcast. You go to any podcast platform, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, just search The Fred Dreyer Show. Or we've got it working now. You dial #250. Thank you, David, #250. You go to #250, you dial that number, #250, hit send. When the call is answered, say, find my podcast. I'll say which one. You say The Fred Dreyer Show. This broadcast and past broadcasts will be loaded to your phone.
Is it #250?
#250.
I'm going to write this down.
Write it down, Fred. I'm going to test you. As soon as we come back, a test on Fred Dreyer. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Kohl's Labor Day sale is here. Sure, it's hard to admit summer's ending, but with $10 off $25 spent at Kohl's, you can stop living in denial and start living in cute cardigans. Yep, we're back to wearing layers. So welcome fall with savings on jeans, tees, candles, and comfy bedding. And earn Kohl's cash all weekend. Trust me, your future cozy self will thank you. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends September 1st. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
You're in tune with the Fred Dreyer Show. Michael Horn, Corey Marino, JD, Jeremy Dayton, and the one and only Fred Dreyer. A little confusion because we're coming to you on radio stations across the country. WRMN in Chicago, home of the Chicago White Sox, might become a National League team. We'll tell you about that in a minute. But we're on Sunday nights this week on our flagship 790 KABC because they're starting to carry UCLA basketball and 49er football. So we may be moving around a little bit. So for those of you hearing us for the first time, we're normally Saturday nights at 6 p.m. Now Sunday nights at 6. And you can get our podcast at any time when you do the show. All you have to do is, grab Fred Dreyer's phone, hit the keypad, and pound 250. Hit send is what you want to do when that call comes through. And you hear the phone ring. There, Fred's number, special number coming through.
And
that's the phone.
They should be recorded for quality control or other business purposes. Hello. Please say the keyword.
Para español, presione uno.
Find my podcast.
Somebody cutting the grass.
Say the name of the podcast you would like to stream.
The Fred Dreyer Show.
May we send you a one-time text message with more information?
Send a gardener.
Message and data rates may apply.
Yes, thank you so much. Okay, so I'm going to get a text, and it's going to have the show right on it. I can listen to it in my car anywhere. Fred, you can listen to yourself 24/7.
Do I have to?
No.
And when they send you that link, make sure to give us a rate, subscribe, and review. It really helps us grow the show and get us out to all as many people as possible for this high-quality broadcast. And I'm jumping in here right now, Mike Gary. It's for the F1 Corner, back by popular demand. F1 Corner, any applause? Or anybody? Excited about that? Nothing like that? Anything?
I feel like I'm in the movie Das Boot.
All right. Right on the heels of the movie Das Boot, as well as the movie F1, fastest growing sport in America. Cadillac, gentlemen. Cadillac will be joining the F1 grid 2030. They just announced that they will not pursue Red Bull's chief strategist, Christian Horner, who had gotten a little bit of hot water, if you know what I mean. You can Google that. But they did announce that their two drivers in 2030 are Sergio Perez from Spain and Bottas from Switzerland. And my question to you, fellas, is Cadillac, an iconic brand, why can't we find any American F1 drivers?
F1, that was a Brad Pitt movie, right?
When I was playing for the Rams in the offseason, I knew some Formula One drivers from the Long Beach Grand Prix, and I told them I'd take some laps.
Did you do any laps
did
in that van of yours?
In my van, yeah.
Not those kind of laps.
Who's laps?
Yeah. That was a great movie, though. It did make me want to watch a little F1.
Well, there you have it, folks. Cadillac coming to the grid in 2030. We've got quick standings right now. McLaren, number one. We have Ferrari, number two. Mercedes, number three. And Red Bull, sadly, number four. There ends the F1 Corner presented by Mike Airy. Thank you very much.
Never
you,
know who's going to nice jump in to the sports lounge, right? The great Mike Gary, operation genius and radio talk show host. Catch him in charge of the Second Amendment report each week.
He was just giving you time to go yell at your gardener.
Yeah, it's good. I had to turn it down because the gardener's a little loud. All right, so Corey, we got the candidates down. Possible cities, Rob Manfred. This is the same Rod Manfred, Fred Dreyer,
yes,
that didn't go ahead and penalize the Houston Astros for cheating. He wants to add more teams, either Charlotte, Nashville, Oakland, Portland, Salt Lake City, Sacramento, San Antonio, or internationally, Mexico City and Montreal. And if so, what would the different divisions look like, Corey?
So, yeah, they would want to, they one of the main reasons they want to do it is for geographic realignment. So they say it would ease travel, and it would with be able to ESPN get better games for the West Coast. But we'll start with the NL. There would be the Midwest division with the Cubs.
National League Midwest. Okay, who's in that?
The National League Midwest, and it would be the Chicago Cubs, the Chicago White Sox, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Cincinnati Reds.
You hear that, WRMN? Your Chicago White Sox going right up against your Cubs. I like to see that. What else? The National League Central.
In the National League Central, they have the Colorado Rockies, the Kansas City Royals, the Texas Rangers, and the Houston Astros.
Oh, Houston Astros. Oh, brother.
That's Cheater's Row.
There you have it. All right. The Rockies have a chance there. Southwest, National League Southwest, who would you have?
So this is a couple of the changes. So you have the Dodgers, the Padres, the Angels instead of the Rockies, and the Diamondbacks.
And the National League.
That's a good group of.
That's a good group.
That's a good group.
National
I think it's
League,
great. And then you get
Northwest, so it would be in the Northwest.
Yeah, so in the Northwest, like you said, they would do the Seattle Mariners, and that if the Portland expansion team, they would do them. And then a little bit up in Northern California, you have San Francisco Giants, and then the Oakland Athletics or the Las Vegas Athletics or the Sacramento Athletics. Who knows what they're going to be at that point.
Those three teams got themselves a pretty good group of baseball players.
Yeah. Now, the American League, the AL Northwest would be?
So this is where another they take an NL team and throw it into the AL. You
get
have the
ready.
Yankees.
Yep.
Then you have a new team. You have the Mets.
Yeah.
The Red Sox and the Phillies. That would be a murderer's row.
That's a murderer's row.
Wow, that's like the Terps leaving Duke and North Carolina. No more Orioles with the Red Sox and Yankees?
Yep.
See? Tick off. That's the mid-Atlantic in the AL.
Mid-Atlantic, the Orioles actually get very favorable matchups now because you have the Orioles, the Nationals, the Pirates, and the Guardians.
Oh, wow.
So not great teams
right
at
now.
The moment, and but next year you
Guardians,
guys could be.
But
Guardians,
wow.
Are okay.
Yeah.
The AL Great
wow,
Lakes.
That'd be weird.
I like that. They said there was going to be the Great Lakes division.
Well, you know what shoots a hole in this entire thing is the Hall of Fame numbers.
What do you mean?
What's the issue with Hall of Fame numbers? You know, I mean, it just changes everything, doesn't it?
That's the problem. Some of these rivalries are really gone here.
The rivalries will be one of the main things because the divisions have been pretty solidified for a couple decades now.
Yeah. I remember when the NFL realigned, I hated that they took, I think they took Jacksonville. At the time was a big, back during the Mark Brunell and Jimmy Smith days, were one of our biggest rivals in our first Super Bowl, one with the Ravens. When they left, it sucked, quite frankly, but then the Pittsburgh became our biggest rival, and now that's one of the biggest ones. So I presume it'll be the similar thing would happen with baseball, but that's tough in the beginning phases of that. I still miss our yearly matchups with Duke and North Carolina as a Terps fan.
Yeah, it's just – and so with the after the Great Lakes, they have the Southeast, which would be the Braves, the Miami Marlins, the Tampa Bay Rays, and the new Charlotte expansion team.
And give us the Great Lakes teams, the AL Great Lakes. Who's
the Great Lakes were the Twins, the Detroit Tigers, the Brewers, and the Blue Jays.
So what do you think, Fred? You want to go with this kind of split up?
Boring group that is.
It is pretty crazy.
That's a lot of change.
That's a lot of change.
Think of all the people across the country who will now have to ditch their clothes.
Hey, they can sell more uniforms, though. You know, they have a different uniform now for every night of the week. Just think of this, a brand new uniform thing, more money to spend. They make more money in the leagues. You think Rob Manfred's losing it?
Well, I don't think
before he promoted this to the owners, he had to run this by a select group of owners. And to let this out of the bag like he has, he must feel pretty good about it.
I mean, the thing is, with two LA teams, both in the same league, and with the Yankees and the Mets, and then with the Dodgers and the Angels, that's the biggest thing that strikes me, because maybe they don't want a Subway Series in the World Series, Mets versus Yankees. They want to nix that possibility. I mean, that would be a little bit weird having both the same city in the same league.
So they're doing that, they say, for the travel. So now that the Dodgers don't have to go play the Mets for a couple series
right.
in New York, they just go down and play the Angels. And I think they think that those Subway Series will supplant, because they're taking some rivalries away, they want the Mets and the Yankees to become another big one, and the Angels and the Dodgers to become another big one. Seattle and
And, but they don't get to play everybody like they do now. Fred, yes. You and I are old timers here, Fred Dreyer. And so let's look at this. When we were watching, it was what? Seven teams, seven National League, seven American League teams. The American League teams just played themselves. The National League played themselves. There was no playoff. There was just the guy won the division, and then you went into the World Series to see who was the champion, and that was it. What do you think? That's going to come back with this maybe. What do you think?
Well, the good thing about this conversation is that somebody had an opinion about all this that's up for grabs now. Now you can decide, well, let's take a look at this now. Let's take a look at why do I have to lose the Giants and the Dodger rivalry? That's a hell of a rivalry.
Yeah.
And the Padres now, and then you get the Angels in there.
Yeah, exactly right. So
Diamondbacks.
So, well, maybe, there's some money.
Okay, so we'll look at old Crazy Rod.
There's money to be passed around.
Well, I think money's the main thing, because I think, actually, because they can.
You think?
All of the rules that they've been doing for the last 3 years have been to shorten the games, get more people to watch. And the NFL just keeps growing, so they're grasping at straws to try and see any other ways where they can get a foothold to try and catch the NFL, which I don't personally think
so. Plus, they want to be worldwide. Yeah. The NFL is making a load of money. One other fact here, and you brought this one up here for us to review here, JD and Corey Marino. The National League, at this point right now, we had Will Smith leading the league in hitting. We got one 300 hitter right now. Tony Gwynn in 1994 batted 394. We got a guy in the National League batting 300, and that's Freddie Freeman of the Dodgers. One 300 hitter. That's it.
That's crazy.
Fred.
Yep.
No, you brought it up earlier in the show. No line drives. They're trying to hit the home runs. You can see them trying to golf it out of the park instead of hitting it on a line and bouncing it, whether or not. And that stupid alignment rule where you still can move the third baseman over to shortstop, and the shortstop, the second base is the division. You got to have two on each side, but they can be right on top of each other if you want them to be. Am I right, Corey?
Yeah, as long as one foot's on the third base side and another player's foot on the first base side, they could basically be holding hands behind second base.
I'm hitting it to third base and trying to go that way, or if it's shifted the other way, I'm going down first base and hitting it that way. You see Freddie Freeman ground out a lot. Second baseman grabs the ball. Hey, Freddie, figure out how to just pop it into the left field and get a base hit. Fred, your thoughts?
Well, I'm telling you, this is the preparation, the final rundown of teams to align themselves with the expansion of American sports in Europe. All of this stuff.
Yeah.
All of this stuff is a repetition of trying to get rid of the old National League, American League, and introduce it to a population around the world that hasn't seen it before.
Yeah, the first series of the MLB season was in Korea, or was it Japan this year? One of those.
Japan,
It was in Japan.
Japan.
And then the first game of the NFL season this year is the Chiefs and the Chargers in Brazil.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to see those guys.
Hey, I got some good news for you Dodger fans, though.
What you got?
You got a series coming up against the Orioles.
Well,
yeah. We got on a little hot streak when I was in Thailand, but we've lost like 5 of 7 since.
The unfortunate thing about the Dodgers, though, is they like to play up and down to the competition.
That's it.
Turn our season
Speaking
around.
Speaking of hot streaks, how was that honeymoon?
It was good. It was good. Want to see some pictures?
The JD report on CRN Radio. Check it out. He reports nightly on it. Hey, when we come back, final segment here. Corey, you tell us the story. These calls by umpires are getting out of control, and apparently it got to Wilson Contreras of the Cardinals when we return. Stay with us. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. And Corey, get ready for Fred's appearance in Baltimore.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio.
The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Shout out to one of our great advertisers here on the Fred Dreyer Show, Dr. Michael Sheps with his hot laser. Fred Dreyer turned me on to this guy. He's great. He's worked on Fred. He's worked on me. I was at his office the other day. I can't mention names, but possibly a major quarterback on a major NFL team. Maybe getting some back treatments. I don't know. It could be doing a good job. We'll see if they get out on the field. That's all I can say. That's it right now. Fred.
Yes.
If you could, this is a big event coming up in Baltimore. When is it, Corey?
All right, so it's the Mid-Atlantic Nostalgia Convention. It is September 18th to the 20th of this year. It's their 20th year at the Sheraton Baltimore North Hotel.
I was told that it's a very well-run event, and there's lots of people there of all ages, but primarily it tends to lend itself towards an older group. That doesn't mean, you know, your sons.
Thank you, Fred.
Your sons can't go, but
I'll be there.
They have an escalator.
They have ramps.
They have a grandpa.
Sign this
grandpa
for me, Fred.
Escalators.
Hey, if you stick around till Monday night, the Lions are playing at Baltimore, the Monday Ooh. Night football that week.
That'd be a good game.
Hey, well, there you go. When we get some sideline passes.
By the way, Wilson Contreras suspended 6 games of Major League Baseball for a bat toss. He hit his own his coach and then threw one at the umpire.
Yeah, he was
These
arguing.
Calls are out of control. Am I right there, Corey?
Yeah, he was arguing balls and strikes. I thought you guys would like this game because you guys say no one's allowed to yell at the umpire anymore. And he actually went a step further and threw the bat.
Ooh, start a GoFundMe for him, Mike.
Oh, brother.
All right, Fred.
They're doing the best they can to destroy American sports.
That's it. J.D., Jeremy Dayton, Corey Marino, thank you. I'm Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer, some final thoughts from you as we head into meltdown time in Major League Baseball.
I had a thought, and it got away from me.
Good. Let's catch it. We can find it. See, and don't forget football season starting. Fred Dreyer will be commenting on that as well. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final words from you, Fred.
I thank you guys so much for showing up and being a part of our show. It's always fabulous. Mike, let me ask you a question. Are you in or are you out?
I'm in.
All right. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.